item 1005.
Expand and clarify eligibility for the System Development Charge Exemption Program and Construction Excise Tax Exemption for Affordable Housing Developments.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. The Portland Housing Bureau administers the System Development Charge, or SDC, exemption program and the Affordable Housing Construction Excise Tax exemptions in coordination with other city bureaus to promote the construction of affordable housing by offsetting some of the cost of new development to advance the city's affordable housing economic and equity goals. However, we have not had an explicit exemption for new shelters. These additions in this ordinance to the SDC and Construction Excise Tax Exemption Program clarify that mass shelters are an allowable housing type to receive exemptions. To receive the exemptions, shelters are obliged to provide services at no charge for a minimum of 10 years. The changes in this ordinance also allow for an SDC or Construction Excise Tax exemption for services space and common areas in affordable housing developments. These changes are fully supported by Home for Everyone and will be important to the development of the new St. Vincent shelter that Multnomah County will open later in the fall. It will also allow nonprofit and faith communities an easier path forward toward helping provide shelters for members of our community. We have Dory Van Bockel of the Housing Bureau here and Sally Erickson from the Joint Office of Homeless Services to answer any further questions my colleagues may have.
Good morning. Appreciate this being brought forward and you being here. So this will go into effect. It's an emergency ordinance. It'll go into effect immediately, right?
Yes.
So it will,
yes.
It will therefore be accessible to those projects.
Absolutely.
Other questions for Dory or our new joint office employee? Hope that's going well.
I'll just make a few comments.
Please, Sally. Go ahead.
I'm Sally Erickson. I'm a program manager with a Home for Everyone and the new Joint Office of Homeless Services. A Home for Everyone is very supportive of this proposal. As you know, we're implementing an ambitious goal to open up an additional 650 spaces, safety off the street, and emergency shelter spaces this year. And the proposed changes would make that goal much easier to achieve. We've had organizations interested in opening shelters at your request. You've asked small organizations and faith organizations to come forward, and they have. But system development charges were a barrier, particularly for smaller scale programs. The Joint Office of Homeless Services worked closely with Dory and the Portland Housing Bureau staff on proposed language, and it's consistent with our community's investment priorities. So we look forward to working with the Housing Bureau in the future and to these changes.
Great. Thank you. Questions for either Dory or Sally? Thank you both very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up, please. Go ahead. You can both come up.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and last week a lot of people criticized the city council because when you do a construction housing, there's an implication. There was a guy here last week that said we ought to get our own little hammer and make our own little building. I don't agree with that at all. I've been at Dignity Village where they had these little shack houses out there. They were all falling apart. I don't like to hear people accuse city council of not letting us build our own housing or something. Dignity Village should have stayed as a tent community. I was out there. A lot of them were making drugs like meth out of Dignity Village, and they were using their little shack as a way to hide their doing that. It only takes a little propane stove or something like to cook up meth. Actually, I didn't get into Dignity Village, but the year later, the person who led Dignity Village, they tore his shack down for meth. I'm saying is that if you're going to build a house or a building, you need to make sure that it's safe, that it's contractors, and it's not like we can all build our own stuff. And I resent people claiming that you're only in office because you're getting money from contractors. That should stop.
Thank you. Welcome.
I'm Linda Jody Vlamic, and I run Community of Hope, which is one of the small faith-based organizations. I'd just like to thank Commissioner Sahlstrom for getting our SDC fees waived. It makes a tremendous difference in our ability to afford the renovations that we're doing to be able to serve families. I'd just like to say that we are trying to serve the community and the city in doing this, but we don't have a lot of money. We are run entirely by donations. And so my hope is that you can help people like Community of Hope to help you provide those services without charging us those fees. And again, thank you, Commissioner.
That's the idea. We appreciate your effort and want to support it, so thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. Again, I've always wanted to see more incentives to the development community and having these certain fees waived. So, of course, I'm absolutely in agreement on this. Now, when we're talking mass shelters such as Terminal 1 and Wapato, I want to point over to Commissioner Novick and say that what I want to start seeing in the future, especially from Commissioner Novick's position, is an understanding that these mass shelters, if we say put 100 people into one of these mass shelters and we have an additional 400 beds, that also is a benefit to the Bureau of Emergency Management. And that's why I want you to keep focusing on this, is that when we're talking Terminal 1 at 500 to 1,000 capacity, if they put 250 people in there and we have an extra 600 beds, that's very beneficial for you. If we open up Wapato and only put 100 people in there and have an additional 400 beds, that's very beneficial to you in the event we do have a natural disaster that we need to relocate people. And I want you to start really focusing on this to understand the importance of these developments taking place, and maybe even focus on getting some type of federal funding for these developments to work together as a mass shelter for the homeless, and also in the event of a serious disaster. And that's why I want a little more emphasis maybe on your side. And I did call you a rookie in the past, and you're not a rookie anymore. You got the gas tax passed. You're not a rookie. And I didn't mean to show you disrespect. And the reality is, I feel very confident you will be reelected. And the reality is that there's a lot of areas such as this to look at, to work with the developers, to get federal funding, and to understand the importance of these mass shelters out in the marketplace. It's not just for the homeless. It's also for people that might be displaced out of their homes due to a disaster. And these developers stepping up right now, it's very important to understand that, of the capacity of these mass shelters and the importance, not just for the homeless, but for all the city itself. And this is a new direction we're seeing now, and I think it's the most important direction to look at in working from your position and working from housing to make sure these projects do go forward, and understand it's just not about the homeless. It's about having that additional space in the event we have a true emergency out there to truly locate them into these facilities. And I think that's a very important issue at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, I have a question of the sponsor.
Okay.
In the testimony, an issue came up that I guess I hadn't really flagged. And since Terminal 1, let's take Terminal 1 North. Currently, my understanding is we don't have water and sewer services to the warehouse. I don't know what the plans are by the developer in the next 6 months to a year, but to the extent those plans involve creating capacity with either water or sewer, I want to be clear that the exemption here of this program would not require the utilities to cover the cost of providing those services.
Commissioner, we're not allowed to do any permanent improvements under the temporary activities, so we can't put water and sewer.
Well, all has to be temporary.
The developer has signaled a desire to make some permanent improvements, and we have the Bureau of Environmental Services staff, I think, has gently reminded the developer that that's not possible. But I just want to clarify, there is no this exemption program is not intended to apply to Terminal 1 North. Is that correct?
Correct. We're talking about Community of Hope and others like that that are up and running right now.
And who would be subject to a systems development charge.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Other questions? All right. It's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman.
I want to thank the Housing Bureau and the Joint Office of Homeless Services for their help in bringing forward these critical changes. And thank you, Linda Joda Fleming, for your nice words and for running an outstanding shelter in North Portland. We appreciate that very much. Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you all for your good work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Thanks, Dan, for your attention to this important detail. It makes a difference in terms of what folks that are actually trying to make a difference can accomplish. So thank you very much. Pleased to support it. Aye.